Old Brother Danny Wynn witnesses to people every day. That's what he uses Facebook for. He shares the gospel, tries to lead people to the Lord, man. And I guess it's okay if you use it for the right reason, amen? Once you look at Matthew chapter number 6 tonight, probably nothing real preachy tonight, but I hope it'll be helpful. We're going to visit some very familiar scripture. We're going to look at the Lord's Prayer for a few minutes tonight and talk about our prayer life. I would venture to say that probably the weakest portion of every Christian's life is their prayer life. Would y'all agree with that? If there was one thing in your Christian life that needed work the most, I believe most people, if they were honest, they would say, it's my prayer life. Amen. And probably that's the most important aspect of your Christian life is your prayer life. Without a prayer life, you can't even understand the Bible you're reading. Amen. We okay? Now, when I pray, I have a problem. My problem when I pray is staying focused on what I'm doing. There's something I battle and a battle and a battle and a battle, and I've got a little formula that I pulled from the Lord's Prayer to help you to stay focused in your prayer life. When I start praying, automatically, no sooner than I get started, I'm going to think about something bad. I know I'm not by myself. I know I'm not. I'm talking about devil put some stuff in your head, man, because he don't want you talking to God. He's trying to interrupt you is what he's doing. Amen. Get you totally off track. My mind will just drift and wander and here and there. And I got all these things that people ask me to pray for. And you start to pray and your mind go blank. Anybody like that? I mean, you know there's tons of things to pray for. Brother Warren impressed me Sunday night calling all our missionaries out by name. I thought that's pretty awesome. Amen. Amen. But I have a hard time staying focused when I pray. So especially if I'm trying to pray for an extended time. Like if I'm going to get up on a Wednesday morning, that's what I usually do. I try to give 1 hour, just 1 hour on that Wednesday morning before I get ready for preach on Wednesday night. I try to give God 1 hour, just me and Him, nobody else. Not, I'm not talking about reading my Bible. I'm just talking about praying and talking to God. I spend some of that time singing. Y'all don't like to hear me sing, but He does. Amen. Amen. And boy, I'm telling you, I just have a good time with the Lord, but it is a fight. When I walk into that study and to get down in my floor, I know that I'm fixing to do battle. I know that the devil's following me in there. He's saying, oh no, there he goes. He's going to pray. He's going to go in there and pray, and God's going to give him a message. It's going to help somebody tonight. I got to stop this, and how am I going to stop it? With messing with his head. Amen. Looking at the Lord's Prayer tonight, I want to give you several things that I hope can help you to stay focused as you're praying. You know what your focus is? You're focused on whatever you're thinking about. Amen. And you need to ask the Lord when you're praying, when those thoughts come in your head. It may not even be bad thoughts. It may be something about the bills or something you got to do after a while or your schedule or a phone call you need to make or, I mean, just anything. You need to say, God, I'm trying to talk to you. Please stop this. Please bind these spirits while I'm trying to pray. Father, I need to hear from you today. These things are more powerful than me, but they're not more powerful than you in me. So, God, please help me to have an effective prayer time. Amen. You ever do that? You ever ask God to help you? Come on. Look at verse number 9. The Lord said, the disciples have said, you know, teach us to pray. And the Lord said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Listen, before you pray, before you even kneel down to pray, spend some time to focus on the Father. Spend some time. Get your mind in the mode of thinking about God. Amen. When I go into that study to pray, my mind is thinking, if you only knew how many phone calls Brother Freddie gets, and how much stuff we deal with, and nobody ever calls and says, hey, I got great news. Rarely do we get that. It's always something wrong, something bad. I mean, just our minds are so cluttered with so much, and not just with the ministry, but with the world. I need to spend some time just thinking about who He is. Amen. I mean, just sit. You know what it means to meditate or to muse? Just to sit and ponder on who God is. Amen. I mean, just imagine. You ever try to imagine what He looks like? You ever do that? You ever try to imagine how big He is? How powerful He is? How wonderful He is? Good Lord, I might get happy here in just a second. Think about how great He is, how wonderful He is, how merciful He's been in your life. I mean, boy, you'll get ready to pray when you focus on the Father. Amen. Just put aside some time. My wife and I used to do this every day when I worked construction. I ate lunch at 11:30 every day. If I had to stop the truck in the middle of the road, I ate lunch at 11:30. Amen. Barney Fife said he had a clock and it told him what time to eat every day. I did too, amen. I ate lunch every day at 11:30. Here was my wife and I's deal. At 11:30, no matter where I was working or what she was doing, at 11:30 every day we'd stop and think about each other. Oh, ain't that sweet? Every day at 11:30, same time, I knew she was thinking about me and I was thinking about her. Amen. You ought to schedule you some time to think about God. Amen. Listen, He's not just a now I lay me down to sleep God. He's a help me when I wake up, get through this day God. Amen. He's not just a good food, good meat, thank you Lord, let's eat. He's not just that God. We need Him for every aspect of our life. Well, we need to spend some time thinking about it. He's a lot easier to talk to when you've been thinking about it. Amen. Can I get a witness? He's a whole lot. Just schedule you some time before you pray. If it's only just for a few minutes, but get your mind. It's kind of like the singing. You know what that does? It gets us focused on the Word of God and the things of God before the preaching comes. If we didn't have singing before the preaching, and you came in here after a hard day's work and maybe a tough week so far, and you sat down on the pew and I said, okay, everybody, get your Bibles, and I just started hammering. Probably wouldn't be received quite as well. But we'll take some time during the singing. And that's the singing. That singing will prepare your heart to hear what you're about to hear. And if you'll take some time and think about God before you pray, it'll prepare your heart to pray. Amen. This is just advice tonight, just a little formula that works for me. Now, as you begin to pray, stay focused on the Father. Jesus laid this prayer out for His disciples. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. How did He start His prayer? Our what?
Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven. Do you know it's the first time in the Word of God that God's referred to as Father? He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. He's opening his prayer, he's focused on the Father, and he's giving allegiance to him, and he's worshiping him, and he's praising him in his prayer. Yeah. Amen. You want to get God's attention, tell him how good he is. Amen. I can tell you when Katie wants something, just the tone of her voice. I know, Daddy, I love you. She don't ever tell me she loves me unless she wants something. Yes, she does. Seriously, how about your children? Are they the same way? They don't smart off to you when they want something. They don't roll their eyes at you and huff and gruff at you when they want something. No, they go to sucking up a little bit. Amen. Amen. They go to bragging. Boy, make a muscle, Daddy. Daddy, you're strong. I mean, buddy, they're gonna pump you up. And I'm not saying we're trying to pump God up, but He is worthy to be praised. Amen. And He does like it. He said if we didn't, He'd cause the rocks to. So when you start praying, don't start praying, oh, God, I need this, I need that, and oh, God, do this, and God, do that. I mean, trying to read God our spiritual grocery list. But when you hit your knees, say, God, I just want you to know how wonderful you are. I want you to know how precious you are to me. Lord, I want you to know how much I love you. Lord, you're the greatest thing in my life. Lord, you're the number one thing in my life. I mean, brother, just worship and focus on the Father for a little bit. You'll find out that the rest of your prayer time goes a little better. Man, if you just start on this sheet, and it's a little slack tonight, it's usually about full on both sides, and you just start praying, start going through all this stuff, it's labor. It's labor. How many of you like it when you pray and it's actually fun? Y'all know what I'm talking? Y'all know? I mean, I'm talking about you get hooked up. Y'all know? Do y'all know what I mean? I mean, it ain't like you're talking to yourself no more. The Bible said he inhabits our praise. So if you want your prayer life to be effective, if you want to stay focused in your prayer life, start out focused on him. Spend some time bragging on God, telling, and just being thankful for who he is in your life. Amen. I mean, just spend some time thinking before you pray where you'd be without him. I mean, seriously, where would you be if it wasn't for God tonight? Where would you be? I feel 100% sure I'd be in hell right now. I don't think I would have lived through my 20s the direction I was going. I really don't. I was on a dead-end road, friend. I was on a road to get shot. But he intervened. So I don't have a hard time bragging on him when I begin to pray. I don't have a hard time telling him how wonderful he is. There's nothing false or phony about that. I don't have to put on a show to brag on God, because he really has been something great to me in my life. And he's still being that way. Amen. So spend some time focused on the Father. Secondly, he said in verse number 11. Watch this now. After he spends some time, he's got God's attention. Right? He's got God's attention. There's some people, every time they call my phone, they want something. Can you take us up a love offering? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you? I don't answer it half the time. Amen. But you know what? Every now and then, and it's not so often that it's aggravating, but every now and then Jerry Clausen called me. Man, as soon as I see his name, I'm trying my best to get that phone answered. Because every time he ever calls me, it's for the same reason, to tell me he loves me and appreciates me. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It's just encouraging. Amen. Amen. He's got my attention. Yeah. After saying that, he could say, Pastor, do you care if we do such and such in children's church? You know what I'm going to say? Help yourself, brother. Amen. Is this practical enough? Is making sense to you? I told you it wouldn't be real preachy tonight, but it'll be helpful if you'll listen. You've got God's attention now. Now, in verse number 11, he goes from being focused on the Father to focused on food or our daily needs. Do you pray for your daily needs, or do you just expect them? Do you pray for your daily needs, or do you just expect it? Did you ask God this morning to take care of you today? Focus on your daily needs. You're still focused on the Father, but now you've expanded it a little bit. Now, somewhere between being focused on the Father and getting to this part about the food, he's going to try to get in there. I promise you he is. He's going to try to interrupt your prayer. He's going to try to make you lose your whole train of thought. You ever been praying to the Lord and it's like being in a conversation and you forgot what you were saying? You ever been praying like that? But that's spiritual, friend. That ain't you. That ain't you getting Alzheimer's. That's spiritual. Yeah. Amen. That is a spiritual battle. That's why I think it happens to preachers so much in the pulpit. Yeah. Lose your whole train of thought. Just boom, just like that. Yes, sir. I don't think that's a fault on our part. I don't think that's flesh. I think that's demonic. Yeah. Amen. And brother, demons don't like it when you pray. Yeah. So they will mess with you. Yes, so spend some time being focused on the Father. Then focus on the food or your needs. And you ought to pray for those every day. Right here in this part of this prayer, this is where I take this model prayer, and that's all it is a model. Some people think you have to quote it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That becomes vain repetition for him. That's no better than now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. It's just vain repetition. It get to where very soon that it doesn't mean anything. But he's given us an outline of prayer, if you will. Amen. Just something to go by. Here's where you start. Start with the Father, then work on your needs. Now, while I'm praying about these needs, I'm not just praying about, and if you'll do this, you'll pray an hour before you know what's happened. Seriously. Hey, I have gotten my office on a Wednesday morning, got down on my face, and never made it to the food. Just had fellowship with the Father. Amen. He might not have felt no better for it, but I did. Yeah. Amen. When I get down to this part about focusing on the food or the needs, my daily needs, I pray about your daily needs. I pray about needs in your life. I pray about those who are struggling to pay their power bill, and I pray about those who have physical needs in their life, and sickness and illness and those kind of things. And brother, that gets to be a real long list. Right now, I've spent 5 or 10 minutes bragging on God. Hey, if you was to get on your knees and thank God for everything He's done for you, how long would that take? Amen. Forever, man. That's right. Remember one time I asked you, how long does it take you to pray 1 hour? How long does it take you to pray 1 hour? A month? A year? If you'll just get on your face and start thanking God for what He's done for you, you'll pray for a while right there. And now I've got on the focusing on the needs of myself, the needs of my family, the needs of my friends and my loved ones and my brothers and sisters in Christ. Brother, I've been praying a while now. Amen. I've been praying a while. I got hooked up with God. Me and the Spirit are bearing witness with one another. He's in the room. I can feel His touch. I know He's there. Amen. While I got His attention, I'm going to get these needs taken care of. But then jump down to verse number 12. You need to spend some time with this in your prayer life every single day. Yes. He said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That don't mean your mortgage. I ain't talking about bills. It's talking about sins. Sins against God, sins against others, and I think one of the greatest sins is sins against yourself.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Spend some time getting forgiveness. Amen. Now, some people like to throw a blanket out there. I've heard them pray, Father, forgive us our sins and shortcomings. And sometimes I wonder if the Holy Spirit's going, which one?
Yeah,
brother.
Amen. I get through,
which one? The filthy mind, the dirty thoughts, the gossip, be specific. What do we need to deal with here?
Amen.
Amen. If your kid comes up to you when you get home from work and say, Daddy, I'm sorry, for what? Is that not going to be your next question?
Amen.
Daddy, I'm sorry for what I've done bad. What'd you do? Right? What it is, I think, in this thing of forgiveness, God's wanting you to focus on what you've done that was bad.
Amen.
Amen. You ever done something wrong and felt bad about it? I was at Walmart, and I probably shouldn't tell this because it's going to sound like I'm bragging, but honest before God, I'm not. I was at Walmart yesterday. And this young lady came up to me. I saw her talking to another man before she came up to me. She had two little babies, I mean, just stair steps, little bitty fellas in a buggy, and she had some bananas, she had a box of those frozen corn dogs, and a gallon of milk. That's all she had. And she had this little voice recorder thing, and she was trying to sell it to people in the store. And I saw her coming. Here she come right up to me. She said, sir, I'm trying to sell this. I said, I don't have any cash. She said, okay, thank you so much. You could tell she was embarrassed. She walked away, and as soon as she did, boy, the Holy Spirit smote my heart. I mean, nailed me to the wall. And I said, God, if you'll help me find that girl, I'll buy her groceries.
Amen.
Amen. If I'd have let that go, that would have been one of those things I'd have needed God's forgiveness for.
Yeah.
Amen. Wouldn't have been a huge thing. You think about sin, you think about big stuff. It's the little foxes that spoil the vines, man.
Yeah.
That big stuff, you'll run to God real hurry. And say, oh, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I shouldn't have lost my temper and said all them foul words. God, please forgive me. You'll run and get forgiveness for that. Those little things.
Yeah.
Those little things. By the way, when I got to the register to check out, guess who was in front of me? I said, ma'am, did you get money? She was in line. I assume she did. She said, yeah. She had big old tears in her eyes. She said, yeah, man, gave me $10. She said, I think that'll cover it. I said, yeah, it will. I said, put it back in your pocket. I got your groceries.
Amen.
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 And I got a blessing out of that.
Yeah.
But I could have had it went on and toted the blistering.
Yeah.
I could have just continued what I was doing, looking at fishing rods. Brother Tony gave me a new reel. Cheapskate didn't buy me no pole. I'm kidding, brother. I'm kidding. I could have just continued on in my little fantasy world there. Amen.
Yeah,
but boy, I'd have had a hard time sleeping last night.
Yeah.
Amen? I'm serious. Focus on forgiveness. Pick your life apart. The Bible says examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. I don't think he said examine yourself whether or not you're saved. Of course, you can do that. But there are days I'm in the faith, and there's days I'm a little shaky. Amen? I ain't talking about losing my salvation. I'm just talking about not living right. Amen? Amen. Not doing right. Spend some time seeking forgiveness. But not only forgiveness of your own junk, but spend some time asking God to help you to forgive other people. Can you imagine what it would feel like to go through this life without an ought against anybody? I do it every single day. You know what it is? It's liberty. Amen. It is liberty. But it's something you got to focus on in your prayer life. You just don't develop a spirit of forgiveness because you have the power to forgive. You don't. You're walking around in a body of flesh. Your flesh says, bless God, you do me that way. We'll fall down. That's your flesh. My flesh, your flesh. Somebody shoots you a bird on the freeway. You know what I do? I go. Seriously. Somebody does you wrong. I don't know how many times I've seen this happen in this church. Two men get a bright idea. We're Christians. We want a Christian business. We're going to go work together. I could write you a list, couldn't we, Brother Freddie, of men who do not speak today. We've seen families separated over money. Your flesh does not have the power to forgive, but your spirit does. And you need to focus on that in your prayer life. God, forgive me. God, forgive me for the junk that I've done today. List it. Lord, please forgive me for the faults I had. God, please forgive me for the words I said. God, please forgive me for the actions that I've done. God, please forgive me for my laziness and for not doing what I should do.
Yes, sir.
Amen? Amen. But God, please, that man that's writing junk about me on the internet, God, forgive him. Isn't that what Jesus did? As he hung at Calvary, what's the first thing out of his mouth? Father, what? You reckon forgiveness was a part of his prayer life? Sounded like it to me, amen.
Amen.
He said, forgive us our debts as we forgive. Wow. Would you like God to forgive you like you forgive other people? Soak on that just a minute. Let that seep in. Would you like God's forgiveness towards you to be exactly like your forgiveness toward others? Me neither. Do you know how much there'd be standing in between you and God tonight if that was the case? Wow. A spirit of forgiveness is a gift. I know people who have been saved for years and they have a foul, bitter spirit because they're harboring this stuff in their heart. You need to make that a part of your prayer life. God, forgive me, but God, forgive me as I forgive them. Wow. You know why I don't have no problem getting my sins covered? Because I don't have no problem forgiving you.
Amen.
If you're in this church and we've ever had a dispute or anything between us, you know what I'm about to say is the truth. If you ever come to me and say, preacher, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you, don't worry about it. Because I've forgiven you before you ever ask. And I don't mean verbally. I mean in my heart. I didn't start out that way as a Christian. When I got saved, I mean, I didn't come up out from under that pine tree with just this miraculous new, oh man, I just love everybody. And no. I forgive everybody for what wrongs they've done to me. No. It was years.
Yes.
Amen. Of begging God to help me with this, to help me with this, to help me with this, to help me with this. There was one major hunk of bitterness in my heart that had to go, or I could never serve God the way I wanted to serve God. I would get to the point, I would start to preach something that I felt like the Lord put on my heart, but I could not preach it because I wasn't living it. It's hard to get up and preach on forgiveness when you got bitterness in your heart. I'm one of those kind of people, I can't preach it if I ain't got it. You know, sometimes I'm preaching to me too. Most time I am. But I had to ask God, God, help me with this. Help me to forgive. And I just finally gave up one day. And I said, God, I can't do this by myself. You're going to have to help me. And man, there was a peace come in my heart like I've never known other than the day I got saved. It was unreal, man. You know what it was? I let it go. Amen. Focus on your Father. Focus on the food, the needs of your life. Focus on forgiveness. Focus on forgiveness. Listen, verse 13, first part of it. He said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Listen to me carefully. It's a whole lot easier to pray for protection than it is forgiveness. Amen. I wonder how many of you prayed before you left. I used to do this every morning. I know you construction workers, you can't get up and pray for, spend an hour with God before you go to work. You'd have to go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. But I used to pray on my way to work every day. Every day in my work truck, buddy. It'd just be me and God. There's times it got so good I missed my road. You ever done that? I mean, get 3 or 4 miles down the road and all of a sudden you come to yourself. Oh, man, where am I at? Amen. I wonder how many of you start your day with, Lord, help me. Help me today not to sin. What do you say? I'm saying focus on the freedom. Focus on the freedom. God, help me not to sin. God, deliver me from evil. You know what he's asking? He's not saying, God, give me the power over the temptation. He said, deliver me from it. Don't even let me have to deal with it. Take me away from it. Does that make sense? Amen. If there's certain people that you get around, and every time you get around them, the conversation always turns up bad, pray, Lord, keep me away from them people today. Amen. We okay? Focus on the freedom. Pray, God, help me today. Lord, yesterday, here's where I messed up. God, deliver me from that today. Because if I did it yesterday, I'm subject to do it again today. I don't know about you guys, but I have a bad habit of confessing the same sin more than once. Amen. The devil knows your nature. He knows what your faults are. He's not going to mess with you with something you have no interest in. Amen. We okay? I mean, there's some stuff out there that's just no temptation to me whatsoever. None. Gay men. I've never had to pray, God, please deliver me. I've never had to do that. You all right? But there are things that my flesh loves and my flesh won't. And I'm not stronger than this. And I've got news for you. You're not either. You are not. You have no power over that flesh of yourself. If you think you do, read Romans chapter number 7. And when you get to heaven, tell Paul how much more spiritual than him you are. Amen? God, help me today. Help me today. It never fails. If I have a rough day, I'm talking about a rough day. Sin. my thought process, whatever the case may be. I didn't ask him that morning. I didn't ask him that morning. Happened the other day and it dawned on me. You didn't ask him today. Maybe I wouldn't even have faced the temptation had I asked for deliverance from it. God give me freedom from the possibility of sinning. Amen. I know me. I know me. I'll mess up. I've seen me do it.
Yeah.
Amen. You will too. God deliver me from that. It's kind of like going on a diet, this Biggest Loser crowd. How y'all doing? I ain't heard nothing lately. Somebody said they fell off. Amen. Brother Jason said he's doing good. If you're on a diet, my wife was on the, I probably shouldn't talk about her. She was on the Atkins diet. That means you can't have carbs, is that right? Bread and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there were just certain places. I said, honey, you want to go eat? No. She didn't want to get around what she couldn't have.
Amen.
Amen. She didn't want to get around what she wasn't supposed to be eating.
Yeah, brother.
So she stayed away from it. She knows if she got around it, if she smelled it, if she saw it,
yeah. Amen,
she'd probably have to have it.
Yeah.
Your flesh is the very exact same way. Quit smoking and get around somebody that smokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I don't smoke, and cigarette smoke stinks like crazy to me.
Amen.
But, buddy, I used to.
Yeah.
And I remember when I quit smoking, if a guy got in a work truck with me and lit one up, praying for secondhand smoke cancer, amen? Smelled good, didn't it? Pray God will deliver you from the very possibility to sin. Deliver us from evil. I said we ought to focus on our Father. Spend some time thinking about God. I promise you it won't hurt you. Amen. Just meditate on Him. I've got to work before when I used to work a public job, and people asked me, what was wrong? Did my wife leave me? Because my eyes were so swollen from crying all the way to work. I'm telling you, boy, God gets in the car with you. That's some good stuff right there. Amen. I mean, that's some good, good stuff right there. Spend some time focused on Him. Focus on your needs. And I try to do this, and I'm not real faithful to it, but I try. I try to pray about your needs before I pray about mine. I really do. I try to pray about your illnesses before I pray about mine. Also, I don't have any, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Spend some time focused on your needs and the needs of others. It's hard to be mad at people you've been praying for.
Amen.
Do you know that? It's hard to get upset with people that's on your prayer list every day.
Yeah.
Amen. Focus on the Father, the food, and then forgiveness. Some of you need to underline that verse in your Bible. I mean, highlight it in bright yellow, pink, something. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 12. That needs to be a major part of your prayer life.
Amen.
Focus on the freedom. Praying God not to lead you into temptation, but to lead you away from it. Amen? Lastly, and I'm done. Last part of 13, he said, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Focus on your faith.
Amen.
Focus on your faith. I believe when he said that part in this prayer, he believed every little bit of it, don't you? Amen. You know what I do every day? I ask God to give me more faith. I want the get out of the boat, walk on the water kind of faith.
Amen.
That's what I want.
Amen.
I want to believe God so much that I believe anything is possible.
Yes,
and I'll be honest with you, from what I've seen around here over the last few years, I'm about ready to jump overboard.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, bro.
I believe next time I take my little boat to the lake, I'm going to give her a try. Amen. Where it's very shallow. Amen. I asked God, who was it Brother Freddie told him, said, Lord, help thou mine unbelief.
Yes.
The father of the demonic son, is that right? Father, help thou. You know what he was saying? Lord, I don't believe it, but help me. Help me, Lord. Brother Freddie got peace about Ashley before I did. And he told me, he said, be honest with you, brother. I got peace about this. Be honest with you, I didn't. And I was kind of confused about that. Because usually he keeps us pretty much on the same page. Thought process. I don't understand that. It's just the Holy Spirit. If you sit in his Sunday school class, you know that at least once a month I'm preaching what he's teaching. Once a week. I just did one of them deals, brother. I lost my whole train of thought. Yeah. I didn't understand. I said, God, I'm confused. Why does he have peace and I don't? Lord, if peace is to be given, Lord, I need it. Because I got to help her daddy. And I got to help her mama. But before the sun went down, God gave me that peace. Yes, sir. What it was my lack of faith. I had more faith in a doctor who said it ain't good than I did a God who said with God all things are possible. Sometimes it's easier to look at the bottom line in our church budget, in our money, in our bills, and y'all just don't know. I come in tonight and Brother Tom's not here. He's out of town. And I was like, whew, thank God. I love Brother Tom. He's my friend. He works hard for this church. Very, very hard. But I hate to see him coming. I hate to see him coming. Because every time he does, he's telling me what we've got to have to make it. I want the kind of faith that says, I don't care what that paper says. I don't care what that balance is on the bottom of that sheet. I'm in the boat with somebody who ain't never sunk. Amen. God, increase my faith. Help me believe like I sing about believing. Help me believe like I shout about believing. Amen. You doubt, I doubt. Hey, everybody hammers down on poor old Thomas. Would you have doubted? When they come told you he's alive, you watched them put him in the tomb. You watched them stick a spear through his side. You saw the blood and the water come out. You saw him give up the ghost. You know what he said? I believe it when I see it. I believe it when I see it. How many times have you ever made that statement? Somebody tell you something, you say, yeah, right, I believe it when I see it. Amen. Like somebody come told me CJ had a full head of hair, I'd say, yeah, I believe it when I see it. Or Robbie, either one. Amen. We don't need to be that way with God. We need to believe it whether we see it or not. Just like we believe the rapture is going to take place. We haven't seen that. Amen. You know what that is? That's faith. That's faith. You ain't never seen God neither. You've never seen the Lord Jesus. I don't think you've even seen a likeness of him. I really don't. I don't think Leonardo da Vinci done him no justice. I don't think Mel Gibson done him any justice. I just don't. Because we'd be worshiping an image. But I believe in him, don't you? Amen. Let's ask God to give us the faith to believe the impossible. I'll give you one you can work on. $700,000. $700,000. Now here, if you want to pray the same thing I'm praying to be on the same page, $1 million. $1 million. Levi called me the other day. He was listening to the talk radio, and they were talking about the people paying their income taxes. And what was that guy's name? A country? You tell me how much he made? You can't remember? I can't remember his name. One of them big shots, country music. Well, it'll come to him in a minute. Brad something another. Brad Paisley. On his income tax, here's what he claimed. $14 million. I think that was you that told me. When I heard that, as soon as I got off the phone, I said, God, we don't need but one. One. Just one. Would y'all help me pray for that?
Yes,
sir. And so I believe it when I see it. Now let's believe it without seeing it. Let's believe with God all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be a church. That, I don't care if God gave us $10 million. We're not going to be a church sitting on a pile of money when he comes back.
Amen.
We're going to do something with it. We ain't in the savings business. I'm not trying to get, I don't want a rich church. But I'd sure like to pastor one that was paid for. I'd sure like to burn that mortgage note. Amen. Let's focus on these things. Stay focused in your prayer life. As soon as the demons start messing with you, stop right where you are and say, God, you know what's going on. Please bind these spirits so I can talk to you. I hate to be talking to somebody, and somebody, every time you try to say something, they interrupt. Not the person you're talking to, but somebody else keeps interrupting your conversation. That really gets, I get ill. And especially if it's a kid when two adults are trying to talk. I'll scold them in a heartbeat. I'll tell them, you hush, we're talking. I believe it'd be all right to say that to old smutty face. You hush, we're talking. You're not in this conversation. The Lord will deal with you later. Right now, I need to talk to him. Let's stand up.